It is 7:09. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It is Still Talking. My friend Geraldine Steele is out tonight. I'm in. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I normally host the Shaletta Show on Saturdays from 11 to 2, but I'll be here with you tonight until 10 o'clock with my friend Jonathan Lowe in the historic WCCO radio studio, making sure that the guests are coming in and out of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline. And then at 10 tonight, we're going to have a replay of WCCO Conversations, and that'll be on until 11. Now, Friday, I was on with Chad Hartman. And we were having Feisty Friday like we always do. And I come on and add a little sprinkle of my Cajun seasoning on his old bland show. And we joke about one thing or another, usually making fun of one another for something the other did. And we went to commercial break after laughing and talking for 10 minutes, thinking we were going to come back on and laugh and talk even more. But then Dave Harrigan whispered in my ear that Rusty Ray from the newsroom was coming in to tell us that there had been a stabbing at Harding High School and that someone was dead. At the time, we didn't know if it was a teacher or a student, or if this was an isolated incident, if someone was on the loose, but we did know that the school was on lockdown. And I asked Chad, I said, did you want me to leave? Because I mean, we from 90 seconds ago are pivoting from laughter to complete shock and sorrow at the senseless loss of a life. And he said, no, I want you to stay on with me because we're going to talk about this thing together. And so we did. And we asked Rusty as many questions as we could. He gave us as many answers as he had at the time. And now we know that a 16-year-old boy is in custody and a 15-year-old boy is dead. I don't know if when she sent him off to school that morning, his mother or his father knew that that would. How did they say bye? I thought about my own child and how we had an argument that morning, that Friday morning, because he wanted to wear flip-flops and I wanted him to put shoes on. And Sean had to intervene and tell me, let him go. Just leave him alone. All the kids at the high school are wearing flip-flops. He's not hurting or bothering anybody. And Andrew stormed out and I, you know, was screaming out the door and, you know, I was just so angry with him. I was just so mad. And, you know, I thought, what if that was the last time I saw my child? And it made me really, oh man, made me really change my mind and my life. And I thought about those parents, and then I thought about these children's peers, their fellow students who may have witnessed it or heard it or were in the lockdown and didn't know if their life was on the line too. The sense of safety gone. So the first phone call that I made was to Anissa Keys and then Lambert Fisher and Brandon Jones, all mental health professionals and all podcasters on my network, to figure out how we could get over there and just stand outside the school in case a family member wanted a hug, in case a friend needed to talk or a cousin was nearby crying, how we could provide love and comfort to them in their time of need. And then I start thinking about the teachers, administrators. And before I could even blink, teachers do what teachers do. They had organized a candlelight vigil to bring the community together so that we could wrap our arms around each other and try to love our way through this. And I'm so glad that Leah Van Dasser is joining me now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. She is one of the organizers of this event on Monday. Leah, God bless you, and thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you, Shaletta, for calling and asking someone to come talk to you about this. Appreciate that.
Talk to us about the Candlelight Vigil. Who's organizing it? What time is it? Where is it going to be? And how can we participate?
Sure. So the SPFE, that St. Paul Federation of Educators union, decided we wanted to do something for our members. And mm-hmm. we wanted to do something quickly and simple and just for to bring together the community.
Yes.
To do much of what you already mentioned, just to be together in space together and share in that grief together and see that we are in this together and working on the things that we know we need to do together. And if we're not working on anything, we're just being, that's also
yeah.
great. So we
yeah.
decided to have a candlelight vigil, and it's, you know, we're just, it's going to be somewhere around Harding. We're hoping mm-hmm. to have it near the front entrance.
Yeah.
We have received a lot of people saying they want to come, so we have no idea how many people are going to show up. We think a lot, but
yeah.
we're planning for a lot, hopefully. It's from 6 to 7 o'clock tomorrow
okay.
night.
Okay.
Harding High School, and that's like kind of 3rd and Hazelwood. I don't know. There's an exact address of the school, but
yeah.
I don't know it off the top of my head. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's the kind of thing people can look up. And then we're just going to have, we're planning to have just, you know, quiet time. We have potentially a couple of people to speak, someone from the
yeah.
school, and then some clergy from the community whose daughter goes there.
Mm-hmm.
But we're keeping it real simple, real low key. It's not an opportunity for a lot of people to just complain. This is not about anything. This is just a chance for people to come together and be with one another in that grief
yes.
and share in that moment.
Yeah, and love on each other. I am so
mm-hmm.
glad that you are putting this together and you are doing this. You know, how did it all come about? Were you talking to teachers? Did a light bulb go off and say, you know what, we've got to do this? And if not us, then who? Where did you get the idea to have this vigil?
It really kind of was a light bulb moment where we just were like, we want to do something. We want to, you know, and we don't want to have an action. This is not a time for action. This is a time for remembrance.
Love.
And a time for being together.
Yes.
Yes. So we wanted. So we also asked all the staff in the district to wear Harding's colors tomorrow, which are maroon and gold, mm-hmm. as a show of support across the district, so that we could, you know, show that support during the day, and then have this candlelight vigil as a way to for people to come and be in space with one another, and mm-hmm. not have it be about anything other than being together.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I want to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I want to remind people where this is, what time, how they can help out, get involved, show up with their families for this candlelight vigil for the entire community of Harding High School. They are grieving after one student, a 15-year-old boy, was stabbed to death, and a 16-year-old boy is in custody for his death. More with Leah Van Dasser when we come back. Just a little bit. Every little bit helps. It's tomorrow. It's from 6 to 7 p.m. It's a candlelight vigil in support of the Harding High School community. The event is being put on by the St. Paul Federation of Educators. They are asking that we come with our hearts wide open, ready to wrap our arms around this grieving community of students and teachers and educators and principals and counselors, neighbors, and friends. 6 p.m. at the school. show on up and show this community some love. I am so grateful for your leadership. Leah Van Dasser is continuing to join us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline on Still Talking. Leah, teachers are just doing what teachers do. Y'all are just loving on each other. Y'all are just making sure everybody is taken care of. And that's the thing that I worry about with our teachers. Y'all are so busy making sure the students okay and making sure the principals have what they need and making sure the parents are informed. And oftentimes y'all don't take care of yourselves.
Yeah, it can be hard. It's especially difficult when we're told, you know, take time for yourself. It's like, yeah, we know, but there's so many things happening and so much going on. Like you just explained, it's hard to, you know, be able to do that and not think to yourself, but there's other things that need to happen still and all that. And so it starts to weigh on people. And I know that this kind of an event is not something that we would expect to be happening. Yeah. Thank goodness. This is not something that happens. It's so rare. And when it, so when it happens, it's just so shocking. And you used the word earlier of sorrow, and it really felt like that was a great word. It's a lot of sorrow that people are feeling, I think, right now. And I think this vigil maybe give people a chance to be together and all the community. We're, you know, a great place for us to have families there together, along with staff, along with, you know, community members who live in the community or even from across the Twin Cities who, you know, can reach out and know, you know, they all have kids or teachers or nieces and grandkids, and it's like this is all of us working together for the common greater amazing good that we know we can have in our world. So it's just, you know, what's one small thing we decided we can do, this small gesture and start the healing potentially. So that's kind of where we were thinking when we came up with this.
We are continuing our conversation with Leah Van Dasser. There's a reason, ma'am, that you are the elected president of St. Paul Federation of Educators. It is not when everything's going good and you can plan a resource fair and, you know, get your community coalition organizing because y'all are hiring, but it is in times like these when you sit down and come up with ways to engage the community to get us all on one accord. So that we focus on what is most important right now, and what is most important is supporting the teachers and students and faculty and staff and community at Harding High School, because this is going to be a long road to recovery. Now, do you know if they are actually having school on Monday?
Actually, no. Monday or Tuesday. They're going to go back to school on Wednesday. Tomorrow is the day for the staff to come together and be in space together and grieve and have some supports. Tuesday will be a day for the staff to kind of put together a plan of what the rest of the week can look like and what's going to happen and what will school classes be like on Wednesday then. So there will be a small break for that school and that community, so they'll have a chance to do some work together. And I think that will be valuable for them, and also a way for them to make internally a way for them to move forward.
And you know, I hear it again. You know, you said the school's taking a break. The school is not taking a break. The kids are taking a break. The teachers and administrators are working. Y'all are not taking a break. Y'all are making sure that we don't break down, that the wheels don't fall off, that, you know, this is a tragedy, but we can, you know, press and pray and persevere and help these kids heal. Again, you know, teachers are doing what teachers do. Y'all are covering and surrounding this community and these families and not taking a break.
I appreciate that. You're right. Tomorrow is a day for the teachers to just be together and have that break. They get, you know, it's more than we've had in the past for something like, we've never had something this tragic happen in a building. We've had other things happen in St. Paul where the schools had a reset day, was what the district calls it. And that's great. And you're absolutely right. You know, when did the staff get a chance? And You know, there are some resources out there to help, but again, it's somebody's got to take the time to go do that. And, you know, if they're doing that, they aren't doing something else. And it's one more thing on top of whatever. It just, you know, this is true. It adds up and it wears on a person. You know, it becomes mm-hmm. the type of thing where there's only so much people can take. And we've seen this happen, you know, in education. It's always been a demanding career. It's always been a demanding profession. And yet people could find some joy and persevere and continue that work because the rewards were beyond monetary. And since the pandemic, it's just become so much more work for people to do that a lot of them have lost that joy. And finding that again is incredibly important for us to continue to have public school system with staff who are as dedicated as the ones we have. Mm-hmm. Those folks at Harding are dedicated and love their students and love their community and love their school and are going to show up and are going to keep going. And, you know, at what point does the system need to shift so that we can all share in this effort to work with our young people so that we can all be well and all be successful? There's just a lot to it.
It's a lot. And I'm so, so grateful for your leadership, Miss Leah, and for bringing us all together in community in one space so that we can begin the healing process and begin to love on these students and these teachers, this faculty, this staff, this community. Thank you for planning this candlelight vigil on Monday from 6 to 7 at Harding High School. Come out. I'll be there to wrap my arms around you to say thank you for being such an amazing leader at such a tragic time. Leah Van Dasser, elected president of the St. Paul Federation of Teachers, of Educators, I'm sorry. Thank you
educators,
so much
yes.
for joining us tonight on Steel Talk, and we appreciate it.
Thank you for having me and for putting educators and students at the forefront like this. It's an important thing. We very much appreciate the opportunity to share this event with you and with the community. So thank you very much.
All right. And you all get your kids, get your family members, eat dinner a little bit early, make a sacrifice on Monday and get over to Harding High School. They'll be wearing the school colors throughout the district, wherever you are working or in community. Wear those colors as well. And remember to pray for all these families, especially the grieving parents and siblings and grandparents of this 15-year-old boy. Because instead of planning for, you know, dance and homecoming and Easter, they'll be planning for his funeral. We'll be right back.
It is 7:34. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I can't thank you enough for being here tonight. I am filling in for Geraldine Steele on Steel Talking. And, you know, I know Rihanna's on, the Super Bowl is on, but you're hanging out with me, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. And, you know, that's love. And when we start talking about love, we got to start talking about Tuesday because it's Valentine's Day. And, you know, after you've been married to somebody for so long and, you know, you've been getting gifts for your parents for so long and your kids for so long, you got to find something new to do. What about a craft? Thinking about doing something just a little bit different? Well, Amy Glassenberg is here, the co-founder and president of Craft Industry, and she is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Miss Abby, I gotta tell you, you know, I love my kids, and you know, the one thing I love about them is that they're into crafts. They're really big into crafts. And you know, now when it's somebody's birthday or anniversary or a Valentine's Day, you know, I'll have the kids make crafts. They've already painted rocks for their teachers for Valentine's Day. We're just waiting to put them in the baskets. But, you know, I think about that for the kids. I've never thought about that for me and the folks in my circle as a grown-up to come up with something crafty to give to those we love.
Absolutely. And first, thank you so much for having me. And absolutely, crafting is so fun to do with friends. And, you know, I think now this idea of Galentine's, where girlfriends get together, maybe have some wine or some cocktails and craft together, is so nice. And it's a great opportunity to make something and just have that bonding experience.
Okay, now for folks who have not crafted much, especially when we start talking about Galentine's Day, you know, a lot of the ladies that I know in my circle who participate in that, they don't have kids. So they don't have the glue sticks and the construction paper and the safety scissors at home. They don't have the books filled with Valentine's Day crafts to get them started and point them in the right direction. But craftindustryalliance.org has all kinds of cool stuff on your website and trends for Valentine's Day that folks can do and kind of have fun with.
Absolutely. And I think one easy craft to get started, if you don't have a lot of materials lying around, go to your craft store and buy a couple of colors of polymer clay. Sculpey is a great brand. Maybe get some red, some white, some pink or gold even would be beautiful. Just mix them together. You don't need to have any artistic talent to do this craft. You're just going to mix the colors together. You'll get almost a marbled effect. And then you can push it on the outside of a small, maybe glass Pyrex dish that you might have around, something you can put in the oven. And then it'll kind of hold the mold of the dish. So you can bake it right on there. And it bakes in the oven at 275 for just 15 minutes. So not too long. And when it comes out, you can take off the glass. And inside, you'll have this really beautiful handmade Sculpey trinket dish. You can put your keys in it. You can put your earrings in it. Everybody needs a little dish like that. Super fun to make with friends.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, it's not very expensive. And that's the thing, you know, when you start talking about doing something special for somebody you love for Valentine's Day, there's always an upcharge. You know, the flowers are an upcharge. The candy is an upcharge. I'm like, wait, this same damn rose was $5 less last week. How is it that the rose has appreciated in value that much in 5 days? But they know that we are all looking for something to show our love, affection, and appreciation for folks around us. And so this is a way to really keep those costs down and still give a gift from the heart, isn't it?
Absolutely. And another great idea is you can go to Home Depot or even your grocery store and get some small pots with succulents in them or some other easy to care for plant that doesn't need a lot of, you know, TLC, and then paint the pot and make it really pretty. You can paint it white, maybe with some gold accents or color blocks, make it really modern looking. Again, this is super easy, inexpensive, using some acrylic paints and a paintbrush and a pot from the grocery store or from the hardware store, and you've got a really cute handmade gift that you can give to somebody.
Okay, now, Miss Abby, what do you say to people who say, I'm just not crafty? This all sounds great, but I got kicked out of art class because I was not the crafty kid in my group, and I have not crafted since high school. Now, Miss Abby's telling me to go to Home Depot and pick out items and sit in the living room with my girlfriends and get to crafting. What do you say to those folks?
I would say everybody is creative, and it's totally fine if it's not perfect. That's what handmade's all about, is those imperfections. Try making just something simple, like a card for somebody special in your life. Could be a teacher, could be a friend, just somebody, a colleague that you work with. This is such a simple craft. Just take a piece of paper, fold it in half, and you can cut out hearts like we learned to do in school. You can, you know, draw on it. You can put a little doily on there, whatever you want. But write something, you know, from the heart on the inside. And I bet it will be something the person who receives it really cherishes.
Okay. And so how long would that take? So, for instance, if I'm crafting for the first time, I'm listening to Miss Abby and Miss Shaletta on CCO Radio and Geraldine Steele Show, and I'm thinking, you know what? I'm not going to spend all this extra money on flowers and gifts at the upcharge. I'm going to take their advice. I'm going to go to the Home Depot. I'm going to go get some craft items. I'm going to stop at Michael's and, you know, pick up a few things, go home and put something together. Well, you know, when we start talking about beginning to end, how long will something like this take?
I think you could probably carve out maybe 20, 30 minutes. And one of the things about making things and doing some art and doing some crafts, even if you haven't done it in a really long time, is you kind of get into this zone and all your troubles and all your worries kind of melt away. And all you're thinking about is what you're making. And if you're making with someone, then you're chatting. And time actually really flies by. And you might find that, hey, that was really a de-stressor for me, and I want to incorporate crafting into my life more often.
You know, I didn't even think about that aspect of getting into something and putting your whole everything into it and being creative and cutting and coming up with concepts and, you know, coloring and doing all the fun stuff. You know, when we start, you know, taking our mind off of everything else around us, and Lord knows we got enough stress, Miss Abby, going on, whether it's the kids or the husband or the ex-husband, or work, you know, it's nice to find something that we can do that, you know, will take our mind off of those things. Girl, I forgot all about that part.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the painted rock idea that you mentioned at the start that you're doing with your kids for their school. And a lot of times that's what we do if we have kids, is we make things with them, especially around Valentine's Day, to give out to their classmates. Mm-hmm. But that one is so fun because you just paint the rock and then you can decorate it with something really simple, like a simple heart shape. Does not need to be fancy. And that's something people can put out in their garden. They can, you know, kind of hold it as almost like a de-stress or kind of a worry, you know, de-worrying kind of thing. You can just hold it and it feels good in your hand. It's such a lovely gift to give to somebody. And
it is 7:34. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I can't thank you enough for being here tonight. I am filling in for Geraldine Steele on Steele Talking. And, you know, I know Rihanna's on, the Super Bowl is on, but you're hanging out with me, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. And, you know, that's love. And when we start talking about love, we got to start talking about Tuesday because it's Valentine's Day. And, you know, after you've been married to somebody for so long and, you know, you've been getting gifts for your parents for so long and your kids for so long, you got to find something new to do. What about a craft? Thinking about doing something just a little bit different? Well, Amy Glassenberg is here, the co-founder and president of Craft Industry, and she is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Miss Abby, I got to tell you, you know, I love my kids. And, you know, the one thing I love about them is that they're into crafts. They're really big into crafts. And, you know, now when it's somebody's birthday or anniversary or a Valentine's Day, you know, I'll have the kids make crafts. They've already painted rocks for their teachers for Valentine's Day. We're just waiting to put them in the baskets. But, you know, I think about that for the kids. I've never thought about that for me and the folks in my circle as a grown-up to come up with something crafty to give to those we love.
Absolutely. And first, thank you so much for having me. And absolutely, crafting is so fun to do with friends. And, you know, I think now this idea of Galentine's, where girlfriends get together, maybe have some wine or some cocktails and craft together, is so nice. And it's a great opportunity to make something and just have that bonding experience.
Okay, now for folks who have not crafted much, especially when we start talking about Galentine's Day, you know, a lot of the ladies that I know in my circle who participate in that, they don't have kids. So they don't have the glue sticks and the construction paper and the safety scissors at home. They don't have the books filled with Valentine's Day crafts to get them started and point them in the right direction. But craftindustryalliance.org has all kinds of cool stuff on your website and trends for Valentine's Day that folks can do and kind of have fun with.
Absolutely. And I think one easy craft to get started, if you don't have a lot of materials lying around, go to your craft store and buy a couple of colors of polymer clay. Sculpey is a great brand. Maybe get some red, some white, some pink or gold even would be beautiful. Just mix them together. You don't need to have any artistic talent to do this craft. You're just going to mix the colors together. You'll get almost a marbled effect. And then you can push it on the outside of a small, maybe glass Pyrex dish that you might have around, something you can put in the oven. And then it'll kind of hold the mold of the dish. So you can bake it right on there. And it bakes in the oven at 275 for just 15 minutes. So not too long, and when it comes out, you can take off the glass, and inside you'll have this really beautiful handmade Sculpey trinket dish. You can put your keys in it. You can put your earrings in it. Everybody needs a little dish like that. Super fun to make with friends.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, it's not very expensive. And that's the thing, you know, when you start talking about doing something special for somebody you love for Valentine's Day, there's always an upcharge. You know, the flowers are an upcharge. The candy is an upcharge. I'm like, wait, this same damn rose was $5 less last week. How is it that the rose has appreciated in value that much in 5 days? But they know that we are all looking for something to show our love, affection, and appreciation for folks around us. And so this is a way to really keep those costs down and still give a gift from the heart, isn't it?
Absolutely. And another great idea is you can go to Home Depot or even your grocery store and get some small pots with succulents in them or some other easy to care for plant that doesn't need a lot of, you know, TLC, and then paint the pot and make it really pretty. You can paint it white, maybe with some gold accents or color blocks, make it really modern looking. Again, this is super easy, inexpensive, using some acrylic paints and a paintbrush and a pot from the grocery store or from the hardware store, and you've got a really cute handmade gift that you can give to somebody.
Okay, now, Miss Abby, what do you say to people who say, I'm just not crafty? This all sounds great, but I got kicked out of art class because I was not the crafty kid in my group, and I have not crafted since high school. Now, Miss Abby's telling me to go to Home Depot and pick out items and sit in the living room with my girlfriends and get to crafting. What do you say to those folks?
I would say everybody is creative, and it's totally fine if it's not perfect. That's what handmade's all about, is those imperfections. Try making just something simple, like a card for somebody special in your life. Could be a teacher, could be a friend, just somebody, a colleague that you work with. This is such a simple craft. Just take a piece of paper, fold it in half, and you can cut out hearts like we learned to do in school. You can, you know, draw on it. You can put a little doily on there, whatever you want, but write something, you know, from the heart on the inside, and I bet it will be something the person who receives it really cherishes.
Okay. And so how long would that take? So, for instance, if I'm crafting for the first time, I'm listening to Miss Abby and Miss Shaletta on CCO Radio and Geraldine Steele Show, and I'm thinking, you know what? I'm not going to spend all this extra money on flowers and gifts at the upcharge. I'm going to take their advice. I'm going to go to the Home Depot. I'm going to go get some craft items. I'm going to stop at Michael's and, you know, pick up a few things, go home and put something together. Well, You know, when we start talking about beginning to end, how long will something like this take?
I think you could probably carve out maybe 20, 30 minutes. And one of the things about making things and doing some art and doing some crafts, even if you haven't done it in a really long time, is you kind of get into this zone. And all your troubles and all your worries kind of melt away. And all you're thinking about is what you're making. And if you're making with someone, then you're chatting. And time actually really flies by. And you might find that, hey, that was really a de-stressor for me, and I want to incorporate crafting into my life more often.
You know, I didn't even think about that aspect of getting into something and putting your whole everything into it and being creative and cutting and coming up with concepts and, you know, coloring and doing all the fun stuff. You know, when we start, you know, taking our mind off of everything else around us, and Lord knows we got enough stress, Miss Abby, going on, whether it's the kids or the husband or the ex-husband, or work. You know, it's nice to find something that we can do that, you know, will take our mind off of those things. Girl, I forgot all about that part.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the painted rock idea that you mentioned at the start that you're doing with your kids for their school. And a lot of times that's what we do if we have kids, is we make things with them, especially around Valentine's Day, to give out to their classmates. Mm-hmm. But that one is so fun because you just paint the rock and then you can decorate it with something really simple, like a simple heart shape. Does not need to be fancy. And that's something people can put out in their garden. They can, you know, kind of hold it as almost like a de-stress or kind of a worry, you know, de-worrying kind of thing. You can just hold it and it feels good in your hand. It's such a lovely gift to give to somebody and really easy to make.
It was easy. It was fun. I've got to post pictures up and send you a couple. Now, craft. Yeah. IndustryAlliance.org, Valentine Trends for 2023. That's the website where people can go and get some ideas. You know, if you're not crafty or trendy and, you know, you think, I want to do something, but where do I get started? That is a great place to start. I'm so glad that you all have put this resource together, Miss Abby, because it is really filled with great ideas that you can use, not just for Valentine's Day, but at any point, you know, when you're getting together with the folks that you know and love and you get to crafting.
Absolutely. I really hope people will head over and take a look. And no matter what, just sit down and make something, whether it's today, tomorrow, next week, next month, but it will add so much to your life.
Well, Ms. Abby Glassenberg, co-founder and president of Craft Industry Alliance, joining us on Still Talking, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. I thank you for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, you as well. And y'all don't go anywhere. We're talking to the love engineer when we come back. Yes, honey, some folks can't wait till Tuesday because it is Valentine's Day. And, you know, for some of us, it's the same old, same old. Wake up, you get flowers. There's a card. You go to dinner at the same restaurant you've been going to since forever. And it's almost just like routine. You know? I mean, I look at Mark Fryan, his beautiful lady, and they're just doing all kinds of new stuff. Young Love is so beautiful. They're posting the pictures of the surprise dates that they have. And, you know, I think he took her to some kind of ice castle and they had pictures. And I'm like, see, that's what it's all about. New, fun, different, energetic love. And so when I found out about a new event for Valentine's Day that was coming up on Tuesday, it looked like so much fun. I called my ex-husband. I was like, look, I know we're not together anymore. You doing your thing. I'm doing my thing. But let's go to this Valentine's Day event. It's for couples. The price is right. It's not too expensive. It looks like a good time. And it's all about the selfie. Y'all know how much your girl loves Jonathan. You know, I love. In fact, my new thing is taking selfies with people and then putting them in the frame and then sending it to them.
so they can have a picture of me on their desk. So, Jonathan, expect a picture of us on your desk any day now, because I mailed you one, a picture that you and I took, a selfie, me, you, and I think it was Eric, me, you, and Eric. Back in the day, you had like a cap on and we were all in the studio. This was pre-COVID and we were all real thin. Well, you still thin. I'm not. But I sent that to you for Valentine's Day. I don't know if you got it. Did you get it yet?
I do not remember getting it. No.
See, anytime I talk to Jonathan about pictures of us together and Valentine's Day, he gets real quiet. But at least I didn't ask you to go to the event on Valentine's Day with me, Jonathan. I asked Sean. See how you didn't have to get that call? See how that works?
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Well, the event I'm talking about is the brainchild of Alex Merritt. She is the love engineer, and she is joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Alex, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, now tell us all about this event Tuesday, because I am already getting DMs from people that say, girl, please, come on with the come on. Stop talking to Jonathan. Tell me about this event, because I do not want to go out to eat at the same restaurant that we've been going to for the past 20 years. We need something new and fun to do. What you got?
This will be it. Selfies and mingle. You have to be there. If that's what you're really looking for, something fun to do, a way to connect, get to know each other in a fun, sexy way, but not in that old, tried and true format. Selfies and mingle will be an opportunity to come learn more about your love language and how to love each other in a better way, as well as this really fun discussion about I Declare Love.
All right, so
for people there.
Where is it? When is it? How much does it cost?
It is at the Museum of Self, because we're a better place to talk about love than the Museum of Self. So the Museum of Self out in Blaine and Northtown Mall.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's only $25 for a couple or $35 for a couple with drink tickets.
Wait, girl. You can't go nowhere on Valentine's Day for $25. That is a deal. Okay, for those of you whose money is funny,
yes.
This is also the spot for you. Okay.
This is it. It's in, like I said, it's in a different spot. You'll get to be able to make memories, take all the cool selfies in this beautifully decorated Museum of Self that you can go and post and maybe send other people pictures in frames, too.
Okay, see, I love this idea. Now, what time does it start? What's the agenda? You feeding folks? I know you got drinks because you said something about a drink ticket. What's the order of the evening?
So the order, so it starts at 6:30 to 8:30. So it's quick. It's a quick, powerful, but fun night to be had. At 6:30, again, it'll be mixing and mingling. You'll get to be able to go around in the Museum of Self, take some selfies at your station, as well as share in the questions that'll be there. So it's part of the speed mingling aspect of that. And then at that little after 7, there will be an opportunity to listen to the I Declare Love podcast, and it'll spark a discussion about love and what love means to us in this day and age.
Okay. Now, you just said
no
something.
Food, though.
No food. Okay. So
for that price point, we can't feed the people.
Okay, girl. I was going to say, girl, for $25, the fact that you going to open your doors and invite us in is a blessing. Okay, girl, the price of eggs is amazing right now. But okay. So it's Tuesday. It's 2 hours. You get there to, the Selfie Museum in Blaine. And, you know, you get to mingle. Now, when you say mingle, is this an event for singles? This for married couples? This for couples? I mean, you know, who's this for?
It's for couples. This for people, again, who love, in love, and want to be loved more. So it's definitely for the couple folks, again. So, again, no matter, again, whether you new couple, young couple, like I said, if you're exploring to be in it, you're not quite committed yet to the relationship.
This might be a first. This might be a first date.
It might be a perfect first day. We talked about that on, but like people who were like looking to get offline and to, you know, all from online to offline. It's like, hey, bring them here. We can talk about their love language. You can learn a little bit more about them.
Now, you call yourself the love engineer, Miss Alex.
Tell us
how you got that title.
So I'm a mechanical engineer by degree. And so, again, always solving problems. In this case, I'm now solving problems of love. So I was like a love engineer? I'm like, yes, like, that's it. And so literally taking the same principles that engineers do and applying them to the areas of love and relationship. I say all the time, I bring logic to love.
Oh, girl. And we need that. Girl, you should have called me a little bit ago. I probably still have my husband. You just came all late in the game, girl. I tell you.
I'm here now. So okay. That's so we can eliminate the need for divorce in the future and break it up.
I won't have a future ex-husband, huh?
No, we don't want that. We want you to learn.
I won't be collecting rings. Right. I love this because it's an opportunity and an evening for couples. And the thing for me is when I go out with my significant other, especially on a Valentine's date, I want to be around like-minded people. I don't want to bust up in a place with my man and it's a room full of single women because I might leave by myself. Single, I don't want to go somewhere and, you know, it's a bunch of couples there. So I'm so glad that you have just kind of narrowed the focus of this event so that the people who are there feel comfortable around folks like them. And so I need you to back up, too, because you said something about a podcast. Now, you know, I got a whole podcast network over here. Are you getting ready to start a new podcast, Mr. Love Engineer?
I am dropping the I Declare Love podcast. So the smart, ambitious women and the men who love us learn how to love, be loved, and build amazing relationships. Because nobody taught us how to love.
No.
That's why relationships fall apart. But again, there is a way to learn it. And so the I Declare Love podcast will be the premium spot for those who want to do love, but want to do relationships that last.
Okay. And there's a difference. There is a difference because love is work, know, and I'm glad. I think this new generation of women understand that. I don't think that our generation understood that because we grew up on fairy tales and, you know, the night is coming and, you know, he's just going to whisk you away. And then the mortgage and the kids come in. Right. And it's not happy. And there's a lot of afterthought about, you know, how do we get here? And so to have those open discussions now that we are educated as we travel down this journey with our mates. Yeah, it is amazing that you've dedicated your new mission and ministry in life to helping folks. Okay, now, before you go, you got to tell us how we can get the tickets. Where do we go? Give me a website.
We're going to make it all really simple. Go to I Declare Love podcast.love. Your girl got the dot love handle. I Declare Love.
How did you get the dot love?
So I Declare Love podcast.love. At the top of that will be a line that says click here to get tickets. So click there for tickets. And the rest of the page is all about the podcast, signing up so you can get an update and the link when that drops on Valentine's Day at 7:11.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. So the podcast drops on Tuesday at 7:11. You go over to the Selfie Museum in Blaine at 6:30, and you can get your tickets right there on the website. $25 for couples. You're not going to beat that anywhere in town. Miss Alex Mary, thank you so much for being on Still Talking. And y'all don't go anywhere. We've got a couple hours more of a lot of fun coming up. Yes, honey. Some folks can't wait till Tuesday because it is Valentine's Day. And, you know, for some of us, it's the same old, same old. Wake up, you get flowers. There's a card. You go to dinner at the same restaurant you've been going to since forever. And it's almost just like routine. You know? I mean, I look at Mark Fryne, his beautiful lady, and they're just doing all kinds of new stuff. Young Love is so beautiful. They're posting the pictures of the surprise dates that they have. And, you know, I think he took her to some kind of ice castle and they had pictures. And I'm like, see, that's what it's all about. New, fun, different, energetic love. And so when I found out about a new event for Valentine's Day that was coming up on Tuesday, it looked like so much fun. I called my ex-husband. I was like, look, I know we're not together anymore. You doing your thing. I'm doing my thing. But let's go to this Valentine's Day event. It's for couples. The price is right. It's not too expensive. It looks like a good time. And it's all about the selfie. Yo, know how much your girl loves Jonathan. You know, in fact, my new thing is taking selfies with people and then putting them in the frame and then sending it to them so they can have a picture of me on their desk. So, Jonathan, expect a picture of us on your desk any day now, because I mailed you one, a picture that you and I took, a selfie, me, you, and I think it was Eric, me, you, and Eric. Back in the day, you had like a cap on and we were all in the studio. This was pre-COVID and we were all real thin. Well, you still thin. I'm not. But I sent that to you for Valentine's Day. I don't know if you got it. Did you get it yet?
I do not remember getting it. No.
See, anytime I talk to Jonathan about pictures of us together and Valentine's Day, he gets real quiet. But at least I didn't ask you to go to the event on Valentine's Day with me, Jonathan. I asked Sean. See how you didn't have to get that call? See how that works?
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Well, the event I'm talking about is the brainchild of Alex Merritt. She is the love engineer, and she is joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Alex, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, now tell us all about this event Tuesday, because I am already getting DMs from people that say, girl, please, come on with the come on. Stop talking to Jonathan. Tell me about this event, because I do not want to go out to eat at the same restaurant that we've been going to for the past 20 years. We need something new and fun to do. What you got?
This will be it. Selfies and mingle. You have to be there. If that's what you're really looking for, something fun to do, a way to connect, get to know each other in a fun, sexy way, but not in that old, tried and true format. Selfies and mingle will be an opportunity to come learn more about your love language and how to love each other in a better way, as well as this really fun discussion about I Declare Love.
And all right, so like for people there. Where is it? When is it? How much does it cost?
It is at the Museum of Self, because we're a better place to talk about love than the Museum of Self. So the Museum of Self out in Blaine in Northtown Mall.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's only $25 for a couple or $35 for a couple with drink tickets.
Wait, girl. You can't go nowhere on Valentine's Day for $25. That is a deal. Okay, for those of you whose money is funny,
yes.
This is also the spot for you. Okay.
This is it. It's in, like I said, it's in a different spot. You'll get to be able to make memories, take all the cool selfies in this beautifully decorated Museum of Self that you can go and post and maybe send other people pictures in frames too.
Okay, see, I love this idea. Now, what time does it start? What's the agenda? You feeding folks? I know you got drinks because you said something about a drink ticket. What's the order of the evening?
So the order, so it starts at 6:30 to 8:30, so it's quick. It's a quick, powerful, but fun night to be had. At 6:30, again, it'll be mixing and mingling. You'll get to be able to go around in the Museum of Self, take some selfies at your station, as well as share in the questions that'll be there. So it's part of the speed mingling aspect of that. And then at that little after 7, there'll be an opportunity to listen to the I Declare Love podcast, and it'll spark a discussion about love and what love means to us in this day and age.
Okay. Now, you just said
no
something. No food. Okay. So
for that price point, we can't feed the people.
Okay, girl. I was going to say, girl, for $25, the fact that you gonna open your doors and invite us in is a blessing. Okay, girl, the price of eggs is amazing right now. But okay. So it's Tuesday. It's 2 hours. You get there to, the Selfie Museum in Blaine. And, you know, you get to mingle. Now, when you say mingle, is this an event for singles? This for married couples? This for couples? I mean, you know, who's this for?
It's for couples. This for people, again, who love, in love, and want to be loved more. So it's definitely for the couple folks, again. So, again, no matter, again, whether you new couple, young couple, like I said, if you're exploring to be in it, you're not quite committed yet to the relationship.
This might be a first date.
It could be a perfect first day. We talked about that on, but like people who were like looking to get offline into all, you know, all from online to offline. It's like, hey, bring them here. We can talk about their love language. You can learn a little bit more about them.
Now, you call yourself the love engineer, Miss Alex.
Tell us
how you got that title.
So I'm a mechanical engineer by degree. And
And so, again, always solving problems. In this case, I'm now solving problems of love. So I was like a love engineer? I'm like, yes, like, that's it. And so literally taking the same principles that engineers do and applying them to the areas of love and relationship. I say all the time, I bring logic to love.
Oh, girl, and we need that. Girl, you should have called me a little bit ago. I probably still have my husband. You just came all late in the game, girl.
I'm here now. I'm here now so, okay. That, so we can eliminate the need for divorce in the future and break it up.
I won't have a future ex-husband, huh?
No, we don't want that. We want you to learn. And
I will be collecting rings. Right. I love this because it's an opportunity and an evening for couples. And the thing for me is when I go out with my significant other, especially on a Valentine's date, I want to be around like-minded people. I don't want to bust up in a place with my man and it's a room full of single women because I might leave by myself. Single, I don't want to go somewhere and, you know, it's a bunch of couples there. So I'm so glad that you have just kind of narrowed the focus of this event so that the people who are there feel comfortable around folks like them. And so I need you to back up, too, because you said something about a podcast. Now, you know, I got a whole podcast network over here. Are you getting ready to start a new podcast, Mr. Love Engineer?
I am dropping the I Declare Love podcast so that smart, ambitious women and the men who love us learn how to love, be loved, and build amazing relationships. Because nobody taught us how to love.
No.
That's why relationships fall apart. But again, there is a way to learn it. And so the I Declare Love podcast will be the premium spot for those who want to do love but want to do relationships that last.
Okay. And there's a difference. There is a difference because love is work, know, and I'm glad. I think this new generation of women understand that. I don't think that our generation understood that because we grew up on fairy tales and, you know, the night is coming and, you know, he's just going to whisk you away. And then the mortgage and the kids come in. Right. And it's not happy. And there's a lot of afterthought about, you know, how do we get here? And so to have those open discussions now so that we are educated as we travel down this journey with our mates. Yeah, it is amazing that you've dedicated your new mission and ministry in life to helping folks. Okay, now, before you go, you got to tell us how we can get the tickets. Where do we go? Give me a website.
We're going to make it all really simple. Go to ideclarelovepodcast.love. Your girl got the dot love handle.
How did you get the dot love?
So ideclarelovepodcast.love. At the top of that will be a line that says click here to get tickets. So click there for tickets. And the rest of the page is all about the podcast, signing up so you can get an update and the link when that drops on Valentine's Day at 7:11.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. So the podcast drops on Tuesday at 7:11. You go over to the Selfie Museum in Blaine at 6:30, and you can get your tickets right there on the website. $25 for couples. You're not going to beat that anywhere in town. Miss Alex Mayer, thank you so much for being on Still Talking. And y'all don't go anywhere. We've got a couple hours more of a lot of fun coming up.